Pacifica Summers has been studying the life cycle of plants and animals in the Sonoran Desert for the past few years. As a PhD student of evolutionary biology, she's fascinated by the changes that invasive species like buffelgrass are having on the ecosystem, especially how small, seed-eating animals like mice are affected as their traditional diets change. To get a first-hand glimpse, she installed night vision cameras in areas where a species called the rock pocket mouse might pass. Then she left a tiny pile of seeds. But what she saw seemed a little out of the ordinary for a desert mouse.
It started to hit me every time I saw the dancing. They're doing it again. They're doing it again.
Dancing, or what looked like it. After finding this catch of seeds, a mouse would lift up its back end and shake it pretty vigorously. Summer says she's never seen a mouse react this way before.
And I was just thinking, what is this?
After posting the video to YouTube, Summer started hearing theories about the pocket mice's unusual behavior from other biologists.
One was some kind of predator avoidance or anti-predator behavior, like a tail flagging. Another mammalogist had suggested these may be inexperienced males who were smelling a female and getting excited.
But Summer says she heard from more biologists who had said they had seen female mice do the same tail-wiggling movement. After hearing from dozens of other researchers, she says the most likely explanation is that this behavior is indeed a scent-marking action. When the mice find the stash of seeds out in the desert, they may be marking the spot with their own scent in order to easily find it again.
10 grams of millet is a huge resource for a little pocket mouse out in the Sonoran Desert. You can imagine that maybe the mouse feels some, yes, I got seeds, and does a little happy dance. The actual secondary effect of them having done that dance is that they mark that area with their scent.
To see the video Summers posted of the rock pocket mouse, go to our website at azpm.org. I'm Amanda LeClaire, Arizona Public Media.